Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The Tar Heels were tough enough with their manhood on the line. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Despite blowing double-digit leads in both halves, Carolina made the plays and shots to somehow survive at Syracuse when it looked bleak. It was a must-game the Heels had to have before a week off with Pitt, Duke, Wake Forest, Clemson, Miami, and the rematch at NC State in the next six games. The Orange generally don't lose close games at home, and this time shot better than UNC from the field, the arc, and the foul line, and out-rebounded the team in blue to have a two-point edge on the ball with 90 seconds remaining in a thrilling game that had six lead changes and three ties. Pete Nance, who may have had his true baptism to college basketball, got tougher as the night went on, with Amando Bacot spending a good part of the second half on the bench in foul trouble. Nance had 13 points in the second half, including the fortuitous go-ahead basket after missing a free throw to tie the game. He played all 40 minutes and was the difference. Leaky Black, who did not play well on offense while dogging Syracuse leading scorer Joe Girard, got faked out of his shorts to let Girard get open for the three-pointer that gave the Orange their last lead, 68-66. But Leaky was there when Nance missed a tying free throw, knocking the rebound loose from Girard, who tried to save the ball over the end line. Nance got it and dropped in the layup for the lead, and R.J. Davis took the brutal charge on a flagrant foul that put the game away on two free throws by Caleb Love. Carolina played well against the Syracuse zone, moving the ball for 14 assists on 16 first-half baskets, finishing with 20 feeds on 26 buckets. But the Cues climbed back in both halves and nearly pulled it off at the end. In the battle of 6-3 teams in the ACC race, Carolina earned its 10th win in the last 12 games and its second victory on the road. Playing on their home floor is difficult, Hubert Davis told Jones Angel after the 72-68 victory. We need to be stronger with our moves to get to the free throw line, which we did better in the second half. RJ put his body on the line, got hit twice in the face, once in the nose, injured his elbow, and dislocated a finger. Now we can take a deep breath during a week off. With Bacot missing a double-double by three rebounds, Nance learned how he, too, had to put it all on the line and finish with 21 points, four rebounds, three assists, three steals, and a block in his best all-around effort of the season. Love had a sneaky good game, draining his first three three-pointers, making two clutch foul shots, and finishing with 15 points and five assists. Got to love him. This is Archansky. See ya.